listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, it's and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Hey, hey, hey. Here's your host, Landon Allen. Very close. Bob's son, next best thing. Listen, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to WCNO Lifeline. This is Landon. I'm going to come at you live from the radio this morning. I will give you some call letters. I'll give you emails and stuff you need right now. We'll go ahead and get that stuff out of the way so we can proceed with the teaching, okay? If you, while I'm teaching this morning, we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. The subject is going to be the Spirit of God. The subject is going to be the Holy Ghost, okay? If you need to call up here, if you're like, man, I don't know if I have the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I even know what you're talking about. I'm here to help you. I can't type a lot of time on the line, so I'm going to give you some emails where you can contact us during the week. That's where we can really work with you and really teach you the things of the Spirit, okay? So let me give you some basic stuff now. If you want to call the station for prayer, if you have a phenomenal praise report, if something took place this week and you're like, man, God was so good to me, I've got to tell people that he's still alive and I've got to tell people about this miracle, that's cool. If God gets all the glory, call here. If you need prayer, call here. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost sent from heaven for you, and I'm going to show you in Scripture, I'm going to go, it's just going to be Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. No opinions, exactly what Jesus said about this subject. So because we're in gray areas, no one's teaching us from the pulpit anymore. We've taken you to the cross and dropped you there. We have. As a church, as a corporate body of believers, we've gone, okay, man, here's the deal. Father God's in heaven. Jesus Christ died for your sins. And if you'll believe on that, you'll be saved and you'll have salvation and you'll go to heaven. That is absolutely perfect gospel. But Jesus come off the cross, went in the grave, rose from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost, went and ascended to heaven on the right hand of the Father and said to you and I, hey, it's much, much, much better for you now that I've done this because I'm going to send the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit, and he'll dwell in you and live in you and teach you and comfort you and guide you and give you power. And we've totally missed that. Powerless Christians, the devil must just laugh. He must walk. He must wake up in the morning and go, oh, there they go again. Perpetual motion. No power. No power. It's a sad thing. I'm watching too many Christians getting beat up and I'm tired of the devil beating us up. I am. I'm tired of this joker. So I'm going to attack him. And I'm going to show you in Scripture how you can defeat him out of your life. There's no reason to tolerate him. Death, hell, and the grave were swallowed up in the victory from Jesus Christ. Good morning! Wake up! Good Saturday morning. Listen, you call somebody, tell them tune in right now. Call them, say tune in, WCNO.com. Go online, WCNO.com. Bam, click on live broadcast, you're in. If not, WCNO on demand. If you missed this, go right under it. There's an on demand. You click it, the calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday morning Lifeline. Click on that and just hit the play button. Bam, you're in. You're listening to anyone in the last 3 years we've done. All right? Right now, if you do need to call here, let me give you the numbers now. When I start teaching, I want you to have these numbers available. Ready? The local number, 221-1100. The local number, 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. One more time, 888-221-8990. Out of town. Local. 221-1100. You got it? Anytime during the week, you can always Gmail or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. How easy is that? trylifeline@gmail.com. All right, ready? Get pen and paper. Get your recording device. Get your phone ready where you can speak to it if you need to record some of these thoughts. Here's what I want you to have mainly. Every verse and every scripture I give you. Do not trust man. The Bible says that, not me. Listen, everything I tell you is going to be quotes out of the Bible. Jesus said, do not put your faith in man. Do not put your trust in man. So I don't want you to trust me in the port that in anything I say, you think, man, that God said that because Landon said, you need to look at it. You need to look it up in your Bible for yourself and see it with your own eyes. Then you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, it's the word of God, it's the truth, and it's for you. Stop taking what people tell you and never going to research it. You might get some good doctrine, but you're going to get some side doctrine at the same time. The Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Talking about back then, they used to cook unleavened bread or make unleavened bread. And Jesus said, man, if you put just a little leaven in that, it'll leaven, it'll rise the whole lump. That's how it is. If you're getting doctrine where you're getting fed good stuff, but you're getting a little bit of sideways stuff, it kind of messes up your good stuff. Because then you got a little doubt, a little unbelief, and a little side doctrine. That's not cool. So ready? I want you to look at everything I tell you. I want you to research this for yourself. If you want it, if you're ready for the power of God in your life, if you're ready to destroy, annihilate, and get the devil out of your household, away from your marriage, away from your children, away from your job, away from your heart, your feelings, your emotion, your anxiety, all that junk, then listen up, write these down, look at these yourself. Ready? I'm going to start very powerful. Pay close attention. Call anybody you know that's struggling in the least bit in their Christian walk, or anybody that's not saved at all even, okay? And tell them, tune in right now, man. 89.9 FM, WCNO.com, live broadcast. If you're not actively communicating with, nor daily aware of, the Holy Ghost sent from heaven, then you're not experiencing the fullness nor the richness of God. Let me say that. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to try to push your buttons this morning. I'm going to try to upset you. I'm going to push your buttons till you get mad enough you're going to research this. You're going to know what? I'm going to research this. I don't know why he'd say something like that. Listen to me close. If you're not actively communicating with, nor daily aware of the Holy Ghost sent from heaven, then you're not experiencing fullness nor the richness of God. The Bible refers to it as walking in the Spirit. There are many ways in this life in which a man walks. Some men walk in lust. Some men walk in pride. Some men walk in addiction. Some men walk in natural power. Look at me. Look at who I am. That kind of stuff. The Bible says this is the way a man ought to walk. Very, very clear, too. Very clear. The Bible says it calls it walking in the Spirit. A walk of life. Listen to this. Not a walk of death. Not a walk of depression. Not a walk of alcoholism. A walk of life. Who would not want to have life and have it more abundantly? Huh? If you're a sober thinking person, you're going to realize, you know, that's exactly what I want. I want life and I want it more abundantly. Who doesn't? A walk of life is what it calls it. A lifestyle you choose to live while here on earth. Let me say that again now. To walk in the Spirit is a walk of life, and it's a lifestyle that you choose. Nobody can choose this for you. It's time to woman up. It's time to man up. And it's time to say, you know what? I choose that. I make that my choice. I make that my decision today. I want this new walk. I want to start walking in the Spirit. Check this out. Write it down. Record it. Whatever you got to do. Galatians 5:16. Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit. I wish I could just stop there. I wish everybody knew me enough to trust me and I could just say, look, man, walk in the Spirit. And you guys go, hallelujah, amen, amen. I'm walking in the Spirit. Where's my Bible? Let me find it. Man, I'm going to start putting it on the enemy. Woo! That'd be so easy. But you have to keep teaching. We've gotten so far off track, we got to come back to an era of kind of understanding. A basic. We got to be fed milk first so we can take the meat again. You ready? Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit. How clear is that, man? And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Extremely important verse. For me, this was a life changer. I did every immoral, disgusting thing, from sex stuff to alcohol stuff to drug stuff back in the day. This verse was a life changer. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It won't entice you anymore. Your flesh won't call you. You won't obey its lust. You won't obey the sexual pleasures. You won't obey the addictions. You won't obey the pride. You won't obey the anger that makes you want to lash out at people. You won't obey those things no more. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not any longer fulfill the lust of your natural man. God would not have sent the Holy Ghost to you so that he may dwell inside of you after you leave this earth. Total waste. At that time, let me tell you, I'm going to be real blunt with you this morning. This is great, blunt, solid doctrine. At that time, it's too late. He did not send the Holy Ghost to dwell inside of you so that when you depart here, you will have him. You will not need him at that time. You need him now. Here's how Jesus feels about this new lifestyle. Okay, you ready? We're going to listen to the master. This is all stuff in red that I'm going to start with. Okay, this is Jesus quotes in red telling you exactly how he feels about this new lifestyle of walking in the Spirit or living in the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:5. for John truly baptized with water. You, this is why he told them that. They couldn't see in the spirit at this time. He had to give them something in the natural they could wrap their mind around to understand what he's trying to say, because he's going to start speaking a new language about this Holy Ghost they've never seen, never heard of. It makes no sense. So he said, okay, look, you guys have seen John the Baptist down in the River Jordan. He took people and he put them underwater. He submerged them. They were engulfed in, enveloped in, totally encompassed in, and totally, totally, totally surrounded by the water. Okay? He said, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You shall be encompassed in, engulfed in, totally enveloped in, wrapped around, and absolutely become one, just like John did the people in the water, with the Holy Ghost. Let me teach you something else this morning. I'm going to read several scriptures where you're going to hear, but you shall, but you shall. This is all the master now. This is Jesus saying, but you shall, but you shall, but you shall. When you hear that word, go back when you have time. As soon as we're off the air, go back and read these same verses over and put in, I promise. Jesus said, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall. Now we're going to put in, I promise. I promise you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's what he means. When Jesus looks at you and says, you shall, he means it. He means, I'm giving you my word that if you'll do this, I promise I'll do this. Okay, you're going to hear a lot of you shalls. This is serious promises from God. If you deny this, it makes no sense. Something's wrong with your thinker. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the scripture. You really do. If you can't get this, then you've gone so far that your thinker's not right. Please get in your word and start transforming your thinker from the natural lust back into the Spirit of God so that you can look at these verses and really start to get your mind around them and let the Spirit move upon you to give them to you, okay? Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Look these up. I'm reading this exactly from Scripture. You shall receive power. He says, I promise you'll have power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Before the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you have no power. But I'm a Christian. That's okay. You're a powerless one. But Landon, I sing in the choir. That's okay. You still have no power. You're still suffering sickness in your family. You're still struggling with financial problems. You're still struggling with marital problems. All these things are real because you have not received power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He's never come upon you. You've not invited him because no one's teaching you this. To teach this from the pulpit today would mean, and I'm just going to make this up, I don't really know the numbers, that I'm going to lose 20 to 30% of my audience. The offering plate's going to be slack now because people want to hear things that tickle their ears. They don't want to hear you're powerless, the devil's beating your tail and whipping your butt unless you've been endowed with the power from on high, which is called the Holy Ghost. They don't want to hear that. It makes no sense to the natural ears. They think, oh, that's a crazy preaching. That's a crazy doctrine. People don't read their Bible. They don't know. That's why I'm challenging you this morning. Do not take my word, please. I beg you. Look every verse up. Acts 1:5, Galatians 5:16, Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Listen very closely. You shall be witnesses unto me. So you'll be a witness unto Jesus Christ, unto his word, and unto the truth, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Jensen Beach and in Hobe Sound and in West Palm Beach and in Fort Pierce and out in Okeechobee. You'll be witnesses unto me in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. What does he mean? You're going to get so Holy Ghost filled, you're going to walk around blabbing about the goodness of God everywhere you go? No. This is what he really means by this. After you've been endowed with the power from on high called the Holy Ghost, sent from heaven for you and I, you'll receive this power. Jesus says, now you'll be my witness. Why? Because it's going to transform you 100% into an absolutely new creature. The old man will die. The flesh will die. The spirit will rise up within you, and you will begin to walk totally different. You'll look different. You'll think different. You'll speak different. Everything about you will mimic the kingdom of heaven and no longer represent the lust of the flesh. And people will see that. And just by seeing that, that is a witness to the credibility of the truth, the solid doctrine, the power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and the now filling and indwelling of the Holy Ghost. By your change, by your transformation to the people's natural eye, they can now become a witness of what's happened to you. And by that witness holds more credibility than anything anybody says to you verbally. People hear what you say as a Christian, but when they watch your walk and it has no power and there's no Holy Ghost in it, it doesn't balance. So they go, well, you say one thing, but when I watch you, you live another way. So you know what? That's no different than me. What do I need that for? I'm doing better than you, brother. I got a bigger bank account than you. I don't need all that. Hold on now. When you receive this power, it'll transform you to the point to where people will now look at you and see God. They'll see Jesus. You might be the only Bible they ever read. They may never open the scriptures and look at the words, but when they look at you, they will see God in action, moving upon this earth in your vessel and go, wow, that really does work? I've heard about it, but I've never seen anybody operate in it. I've never seen anybody live in truth. I've never seen anybody actually walk in the Spirit. You need this power to live this new lifestyle. Let me say that again. Too many people come to the altar. I want Jesus in my life, Landon. I want him in my life. But they deny the Holy Ghost, therefore they walk around without power. Don't be afraid to call here. If you want the Holy Ghost, call here. Say, I want him. We'll pray for you right now. I mean, it's very easy. I can't give you nothing. God gave it to you. He already gave it to you. I'm going to show you right now in John 14:26. Call here and get it if you want. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. Acts 2:4. I want you to write these down. You got to look these up. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When they received the Spirit, they received the power of the Holy Ghost. It literally changed every single thing about them. And notice there was 120 in the room that day. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, it says. He didn't fill 80 of them and leave 40 of them hanging. He didn't fill 100 and leave 20 of them hanging. When you ask for it, there is none that he will not give it to. They were all filled because they all expected. They trusted Jesus enough to go where he told them and sit and wait on something. They didn't even know what it was, but they trusted him enough to go there expecting, because they expecting, they received. It changed everything about them, even the way they spoke. Good morning, WCNO.
Hi there. I would love for you to pray for the Holy Spirit to come in me. I have prayed many times, but I just feel there's a block that I don't have that complete power you are talking about. I still get angry and I react and I don't respond. And I know that if I did have the Holy Spirit completely, that would probably not happen. So I would love for you to pray over me.
Excellent phone call. Excellent phone call. And you've pretty much explained exactly what happens. You're right. Without him living in you constantly, you end up with the same natural symptoms, anger, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. I'm going to pray for you right now, but I want to tell you one thing. This is probably the most important part of walking in the Spirit. You have to walk daily in your word. That's the part most people fail at, to be honest with you. To find time every single day to squeeze some word in, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour, is very tough in our world today. So God's going to give you the Holy Spirit. He promised to give you the Holy Spirit. That's not a problem. But to maintain a connection with him and to daily commune with him, you're going to have to make an effort to really stay in your word every day, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, because otherwise you'll fall short and you'll think, man, it didn't work. You know what I mean? All right. What is your name, please? First name?
Mary.
Mary. All right, you ready, Mary?
Yes, sir.
Father God, Mary, I want you right now to lift. Are you driving your car by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh, but forget it then.
I'm at a stoplight.
Yeah, but I was going to tell you, lift your hands. If you can.
I am.
Okay. All right, or pull over, whatever you got to do. But what I'm doing is I'm setting you up to kind of strip your flesh and put it aside for a minute. And by lifting your hands, you're now releasing the flesh. You're now inviting the Spirit. You're showing God, I'm serious about this, Lord. I want this. You know what I mean?
All right. Yes, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's how you taught us to pray. You said, anything you ask in my name, I will give it you. This is Mary. And I won't even go into that. The name Mary alone is precious to you. But she's calling here today, Father. And she says, I want this Holy Ghost you're talking about, Landon. I want that power sent from heaven. I want the promise of the Father on high. When Jesus left, and he said, listen, it's better for you. It's expedient for you that I go away. If I don't go, the Holy Ghost won't come. But because I rose from the dead and showed you this, because I had the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost in me, I went to the right hand of the Father, and I've sent you the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Ghost, to dwell in you and live in you. Right now, Lord, we petition and we request that for Mary. Mary's now receiving the Holy Ghost. She's been to the cross. She's accepted Christ, but she's never accepted the power available through your resurrection.
Amen.
Mary is now receiving this very moment the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, sent from heaven to live in her and dwell in her. She will now listen and hearken to your voice. This is what the Holy Ghost does, Mary. You listen to your voice, Father. She'll listen to your leading. She'll listen to your unction. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, she will no longer listen to her flesh. As soon as the flesh starts to rise up, she will say these words, Jesus, by the power of your Holy Ghost, quicken me now. That means give life. That's in Scripture. Quicken me now. Give me life. The life-giving source, the bloodline from God, is the Holy Ghost. Mary, you have received the Holy Ghost. Now you must walk in him.
Amen.
It's very simple. Yeah, it's very simple. All you do is communicate with him and call upon him. And let me tell you something else. Be ready for him to speak to you. I'll give you a perfect example. I had gotten a little fleshy myself in the anger and the stuff that you're talking about. And just this last week, the Lord tuned me up. He said, Landon, you asked me for a wife and I gave you a perfect one. Now you give her a perfect husband. That's exactly the words the Holy Ghost spoke to me. That's what he will do for you.
Amen. Thank you. You just spoke to me another way too. Thank you. Amen.
No, the Lord did it, Mary. Listen, hit me up on Gmail, trylifeline@gmail.com. I really want to help you. My dad does most of the counseling there, and he's much wiser than I am.
Thank you. I will.
Trylifeline@gmail.com. God bless you. You are a powerful woman now. Do not let it go.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Mary.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Yes, ma'am. That is wonderful. That's what Jesus wants. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now that somebody has received the Spirit sent down from heaven that God sent for you and I. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring everything I've said back to your remembrance. That's John 14:26. You must look that up. You must look that up for yourself. Good morning. This is Landon on WCNO.
God bless you, brother. And I'm calling for a prayer.
Okay.
By renewing my mind, because my thoughts captive.
Oh.
You know, I want to be free from that.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Listen. I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to look up Romans 12:2. When we get done, you need to look at Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hear me?
Yes.
Because that's what will prove to other people watching you that God is good and that you are acceptable to him and that you are the perfect will of God.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's your first name, please?
Jay.
Okay. Father God, we come to you now on the behalf of Jay. Jay wants to renew his mind. He needs that renewal, that refreshing, that power from heaven, the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven to come upon him, to live in him. You can't renew the mind in the flesh unless the Spirit is in you that overcomes the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, you said, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is the promise of the Father. This is what we pray for Jay this morning. Jay, receive the Holy Ghost. Same thing, man. If you're not driving in a car, somewhere you can lift your hands, lift them. That shows God that I want this, Lord. I am taking my flesh and I'm lifting it to heaven saying, please come in me with your Holy Ghost, empower me with the Holy Ghost, and no longer let me be led by this flesh. Show him you care, man. Reach out to heaven and say, God, I receive this.
Amen. God, I receive
this. I receive this in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
For coming in me and dwelling in me.
For coming in me and dwelling in me.
I yield my flesh to you.
I yield my flesh to you.
100%.
100%.
I will no longer obey the lust of the flesh.
I will no longer obey the lust of the flesh.
I am yielding starting this day to your Spirit.
I'm yielding starting today to your Spirit.
Sent from heaven.
From heaven.
All right, we're going to hang up the phone because I got to close, but you thank him.
Thank you, brother.
Man, you spend the rest of the day thanking God. Say, Lord, thank you for the Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for the... And listen,
God bless.
Just like I told Mary, you cannot separate from the Word. If you don't put the Word in you for the Spirit to work through you, you won't have much power. You got
Amen.
To... It's all found... Now that you have the Spirit, the Word
Amen.
The Word and the Spirit work together.
Amen.
Okay?
Thank you, brother.
Man, I love you, bro. Listen... trylifeline@gmail.com. Don't be afraid to send some email to me, whatever you need, man.
Sure. Will do. Thank you.
All right, bro. I appreciate you big time.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Oh, folks, this is wonderful, wonderful. I told you people are hungry for the Spirit. People want the Spirit. All right, we got 4 minutes. Listen, I got to move fast. I'm going to read just a couple more verses. We're going to go ahead and have to hang it up. But I want you to write this down. I'm going to read Acts 2:4, John 14:26. And then when I get off the air, you must read Romans 8:8-14. So again, Acts 2:4, he said they were all filled with the Spirit. Every single one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit will begin to reprogram you. You will speak absolutely different. You won't even sound. It changed the way they talk. Some of them spoke in a whole different language. Matter of fact, they all did. They spoke in a totally different language. I don't have time to get into that. But even in your talking to someone else, he'll change your language. He really will. He really will. The power of the Holy Ghost will literally change everything about you. John 14:26, but the Comforter, this is what it says. I'm reading it right out of the Bible. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. So you get the Father sends the Holy Ghost through the name of Jesus. Got that? He shall teach you all things. Who doesn't need that today? Who doesn't need that? He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you, whether it be found in my word or whether I spoke to you personally. I'll remind you of what I've said to you to give you the power to walk in this world with this Holy Ghost I'm teaching you about. John 16:34, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, he shall speak. Who doesn't want that? That's a direct connection. That's better than an email, Gmail, or Google, or anything else. He says, but whatsoever he shall hear. In other words, the Holy Ghost hears directly from heaven, directly from the Father's mouth through the name of Jesus, and gives it to you. But whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak to you. Who's he going to speak to? You. You're going to start hearing directly from heaven, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and show it to you. He's going to glorify the Father. He's going to receive directly from the throne room of heaven by the Father and by Jesus, and he's going to show it to you. Who doesn't need that? You got me, man? This is serious teaching. Listen, if the Lord willing, I'm going to continue this next week. If I'm the one on the air, I'm going to continue this next week. You got to hear one verse here. Romans 8:8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I want you to know that. If you're someone that's listening to this and going, man, I don't really need it. I don't know about all that. Well, here it is. Romans 8:8. You got to look it up for yourself. They that are in the flesh, they that deny this teaching and want to stay in the flesh and stay in the natural power and don't accept the Holy Ghost cannot please God. That's what Romans 8:8 says. Romans 8:14 says the opposite. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Holy Ghost, they are the daughters, they are the sons of God. There's your check and balance system right from the Word of God. If you're not led from the Holy Ghost, you better question everything about everything, because the devil's probably pimping you and you don't even know it. Honestly, you don't even know it. Listen to me. I got to go. I got very short time. I need finances to support this ministry. We need to pay for this spot. Every time we have to pay for this spot, I need help doing it. I really do, man. I got bills and everything just like the rest of y'all. Hey, God, I'm just telling you the truth. Lifeline, box 1603. Jensen Beach 34958. That's Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. I want to counsel you. My dad, Bob, does most of the counseling because I work a lot and he's now retired. And I'm telling you the truth, man. The guy's way wiser than I am. I ain't gonna lie. He's been walking a lot longer than I have. He's got this thing really, really nailed down pretty good. So try lifeline@gmail.com if you want Dr. Bob to help you. He's a brilliant man. Try lifeline@gmail.com. Lifeline box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Please send me some support. I'd really appreciate it. Bob and I will pray over your support. We'll bless God for your tithe. We really will. Listen, get in your word. Romans, what'd I tell you? Romans 8. Start with verses 8 through 14. Meditate there this week. I love you. I'll see you next week.
Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.